This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Marianne O'Donnell. Making headlines today. State-owned transport utility Transnet has confirmed that the cost of its new multi-product petroleum pipeline, NMPP, from Durban to Gauteng has escalated by 2.75 billion rand to 15.42 billion rand. It also reports that the project will be completed a full year later than initially scheduled. The new NMPP network was initially expected to cost 12.67 billion rand and will now only be completed by December 20th, 2012 instead of December 20th, 2011. Transnet Capital Projects head Neville Eve said that the cost escalations and schedule slippages were a function of the fact that the project had exceeded, while still in pre-feasibility study, in the interests of guaranteeing inland security of supply. CEO Chris Wells says that the higher costs would be financed through a combination of internally generated resources and debt finance, noting that the company currently had 7 billion rand cash on hand. International Monetary Fund MD Dominic Strauss-Kahn has warned South Africa that devaluing the rand would be a very short-sighted move for South Africa to make. Local Union Federation COSATU, an ally of the ruling ANC, has called on the central bank to widen its inflation targeting mandate and wants a much weaker rand to help boost local industries and create jobs. Strauss-Kahn said any policy measures that lead to a weakening of the rand would scare off the foreign investors and capital that are needed to fund the country's current account deficit. The rand gained about 30% against the dollar in 2009 and is considered relatively strong at its current levels of around 7 rand 40 to the dollar. Also making headlines. Namibia plans to adopt nuclear power as a source of energy over the next 15 to 20 years. Business confidence returns to pre-crisis levels. Minister in the presidency Trevor Manuel will serve on a high-level United Nations advisory group on climate change financing, and South Africa will consider reinstating import duties for aluminium on economic grounds. That's a round of newsmaking headlines today.